Hi, this is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, aquaculture. Is that like Aquaman? Remember the comic book guy with the webbed feet? I had a cousin like that once. Weirdest thing, kind of quacked when he sneezed. We called him Duck Boy. Built a roadside attraction around him, including the mummified cat I found up in the alfalfa dryer. Put signs on the highway that said, 1 mile to the Duck Boy. Nobody ever stopped. Nobody. Anyway, I digress. Aquaculture. Fish farming. The wave of the future. First year I tried fish farming, I got me 10,000 trout, planted them all 6 inches deep. Nothing happened. Oh, just kidding. If I were that dumb, I wouldn't have lasted this long in farming. If I were that dumb, I'd have been a U.S. congressman. Anyway, built me a big pond, started raising bullheads, feeding them table scraps, raised thousands of them. Nobody wanted them. Nobody. No market for bullheads. Nobody eats blackened bullhead or bullhead salad or bullhead nuggets. Nobody. Oh, you know, nobody eats them. You know. Anyway, I got thousands of them left. Trying to sell them now as pets. They're loyal, not too cute, of course. What you do is you put them in the jacuzzi and they keep the bottom clean. And bullheads are loyal, I think. Hard to tell with fish. So now, I'm raising fish sticks. Started with one box full, put them in a holding pond. Must be a million of them in there now, splashing about all covered in breadcrumbs. Yeah, just kidding. If you fell for that one, then you must be a U.S. congressman. No, got me a new fish. It's easy to raise, easy to feed. Piranha. Just put a sign up by the water, says, Iron Man Triathlon starting line. Every once in a while, a track club makes a terrible mistake. Holds my feed bills down. Lunch is served! Yeah, next week on the Mean Farmer Show, Tricker. Oh, you know, oh. You know. Did you ring my doorbell, little princess?
Way Things Oughta Be by radio announcer Rush Limbaugh topped the bestseller list. Soon after that, Private Parts by radio announcer Howard Stern tops the bestseller list. And now, get ready for the story of the greatest morning team in the history of radio and bestseller lists. The story of Otis 12 and Diver Dan Doomey.
I think we should call it The Way Parts Oughta Be.
No. Don't degrade it by making it a parody. Let's just title it Twice as Many Private Parts.
No. How about It's a Wonderful Life?
No. Better. Sleep. A sequel to Madonna's Sex. What do you think?
Read the behind-the-scenes story of a successful radio program.
Yeah. How do you spell margarine?
Just say oleo, okay?
It will shock you. It will excite you. It will make you laugh. It will make you cry.
Okay, so we finally talked Ringo into joining the group. John and Paul were so happy that they finally had a drummer. Yeah. Okay, then what?
Well, then suddenly Mick walked in and said, I've decided to become a lawyer. Wait, Mick, says I, Otis. Uh-huh. Before you do anything rash, let's ask Bianca to leave the room and talk.
Okay.
The yet untitled autobiography of Otis 12 and Diver Dan Doomey in bookstores by Christmas or later. The next number one on your personal reading list.
Hey. We'd buy your autobiography.
Yeah, we sure would. So you buy ours, okay?
I wouldn't really buy their autobiography.
Me either. Gotta say that, though.
These are the adventures of Lance Stallion, radio detective. The Zombie Commandos of Dr. X, Chapter 8. Take her rap, fellas. Find her an empty lap, fellas. Dolly is never going away again.
Oh, I've had an accident with my legs, Lance. Oh, look at me. You'll have to hack your way through the jungle without me. I'll only slow you down.
Right, Dingo. But after I shove justice down the throat of Dr. X, I'll be back and I'll get you to a hospital or undertaker, whatever the situation.
Thanks, old friend, old buddy.
Shut up, Dingo. How can I work with you blubbering like that?
Sorry, Lance. Bye-bye.
See you later.
Hi, Lance.
Hi, Doc. Am I wrong, Doc, or is this you standing in the middle of the Mayan jungle, drunk, staring blankly at a map of the Yucatan?
I don't know, Lance. I'm a little drunk. I can't tell you that.
Okay. Look, you got to come with me, Doc. It's not safe here. No. The spies of Dr. X are all around, and I'm on a dangerous mission that may end with one of us being killed.
But it's not going to be me, though, right?
Oh, no, no. Not you, Doc. Just me or Dr. X.
Oh, good. Who do we want to win, Lance?
Well, Doc, I thought we'd be for us. For me, see? You been standing here long, Doc?
So, Lance and Doc are on their side. Does Dr. X, with only an army of zombie commandos and the terrifying power of his Pyramid of Doom, stand a chance? How will Dingo keep from becoming bored as he waits, legless, in the jungle? Aerobics? Answers next time on Chapter 9, The Zombie Commandos of Dr. X, Lance Stallion, Radio Detective.
There it is, Doc. The Pyramid of Doom of Dr. X.
It'll be swelling me another doctor, Lance. But how do we get in there?
Good question. Wait, I have an idea.
Okay, so this is me, Dr. X, speaking to you. Look, I can't come to the door right now. You understand me? Sure you do. It happens to everyone. But just wait a minute. Wait for the tone, and one of my zombie commandos will show you in. Or he may kill you. You know, it's one of those you can never tell kind of things, you know? You think you got it figured out, but you never know, because you don't, you know?
Typical doctor. Makes you wait out and wait and wait. You got any old magazines around
here? It's a tough shitty, Dingo.
Hi, this is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, if it's flooding, there must be good fishing. Fishing in the beans, fishing in the corn, fishing in the family room. I tell you, we never had weather like this when there were only three TV networks. Global warming, more like global soaking. My granddad, the grouchy farmer, he told me, when you got Democrats, you get floods. With Republicans, you get hurricanes. Either way, you get soaked. Anyway, went out fishing, and just as I pushed the boat away from the front porch, the game warden came slogging up the driveway and jumped on in with me at the last second, says, I know you've been dynamite fishing, Mean Farmer, and this time I got you. I just smiled and headed the Bassmaster boat for town. Now, we stopped somewhere over downtown. What a flood. Over downtown. I heard the crappie were biting down there over the Walmart. Stopped the trolling motor, opened the tackle box, pulled out a stick of TNT, lit the fuse, and handed it to the warden. Oh, his eyes got big. Oh, you know they got big. Oh, you know. There he sat, holding the dynamite, just a hissing away. So I said, so, warden, you gonna arrest me, or are you gonna fish? And next week on the Mean Farmer Show, just who the heck is this Roger Flemmer guy? And I wonder if he likes to fish.
Hi, man, this is Jerry Burp, excuse me, talking about the issues that affect us as men. Today, how should the new male interface with his branch directories, or in the vernacular, with his kids? In the old days, it was easy. Come home from work, punish them for something they'd done earlier, tell them their grades are fine but they could do better, and go to bed. Now, with so many women in the workforce, the, quote, man of the house has to spend more time with his children. Why? Because of all the time in the car on the trip home from the daycare. Well, this brings us to what's called quality time. Many men want to know, how can I spend quality time with my kids? What is quality time? Well, the answer to that's been debated and discussed for years, but it's very simple, really. Quality time is that time that looks neatest when it's written out. 833, for instance, with its off-perfect symmetric curvature. Or some might prefer 111, the figures standing tall, like sentinels, or perhaps like the stakes driven into the ground by some tribes of Borneo adorned with shrunken heads. Probably you have your own favorite quality time. The important thing is, from the viewpoint of mid-90s pop psychobabble, that you spend that time with your kids. And remember, the point of life in the 21st century will be to be in tune with pop psychobabble. So get a head start. Spend quality time with your kids today. Speaking for the men, this is Jerry Burp, excuse me, and thanks for tuning in.
He's psychic, he's famous, and he's a former president. And now Station Number H has him. Every Tuesday night, join Station Number H for Richard Nixon Contacts the Dead.
Hello, my fellow Americans. Hello and welcome. Well, I've established contact with the spirit of Chico Marx. Perhaps that wasn't the popular thing to do, but Dick Nixon doesn't try to do things because they're popular only. So when I discovered that I had the power to contact the dead, my daughter, her name is Julie, she hugs me, I have a picture of her, said, Dad, you gotta go on the TV with that and let the American people know that when it comes to contacting the spirits of the deceased, Dick Nixon is not a pitiful, helpless giant. So let's hear it now for my guest, the spirit of Chico Marx. Chico!
Hey! Oh, that's a real nice, boss.
Chico, is Gummo there? Gummo was always my favorite. Is Gummo there?
No, Gummo, no here. No.
Oh, gosh, I was hoping he'd be there.
Hey, you, why you not in jail?
Gummo always made me laugh.
Join Richard Nixon every week for a new surprise ghost. Richard Nixon talks to the dead only on Station Number 8.
Hello, is Mao there? Mao? Remember your old buddy?
Hi, this is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, having a heat wave, tropical. Hot enough for you? Why, it's hotter than a kerosene-soaked June bug on a hibachi. And, hey, it ain't the heat, it's the humidity. Sticky. Stickier than a honey-dipped hamster nailed to a rubber tree. Guy came up to me on the street the other day, said, hot enough for you? I think I winged him. I'd have dropped him if I had the pump action instead of the double barrel. And the poultry, oh, when they get overheated, look out. They get cranky, start egging the farmhouse late at night, and wake you up with drive-by cackling at 3 a.m., it's a real breakdown in the pecking order, you know what I mean? You know what I do to calm overheated poultry is scatter ice cubes out in the barnyard. You ever watched a chicken try to pick up and swallow an ice cube? They can't do it. Can't. And, you know, when it gets real hot, 100 degrees, 90% humidity, they like to put out livestock warnings. And when they do, I set off the heat index sirens. I got 35 of them on the farm, 250 dB. Yeah, it gets them running. And then I set off the warning cannon, self-propelled howitzer. Oh, they hate that in town. You know, I don't use blanks. Incoming, incoming. Anyway, I get the cattle running. They come towards the feedlot, see the sign, air-conditioned trailer, 100 yards. Come on in. It's 40 degrees cooler inside, 50 yards. It's here. Come on in and cool down. So they trot on into the reefer trailers, close them up, send them off to market. Yeah, it's easier than pushing them in because they know, oh, you know they know. Cool enough for you, boys. Head them out, Clyde. Head them out. And next week on the Mean Farmer Show, as far as the hogs go when it gets real hot, it ain't the heat, it ain't the humidity, it's the wind direction. No, I think I'll skip lunch today. Thank you very much. Hey, I could think my double wide sealed up nice and airtight, huh? See you next week.
Come on in and buy things, cause we want your money. Sure, we could go on about quality or how our prices compare to the competition, but it all comes down to one thing. We want your money. It doesn't matter what we sell. It's something you need. And, hey, you want our money. So, of course, we want your money. Take I-80, avoid the trees, go around that big thing from the sky, cross Mystery Spot Avenue, and there you are. And hurry, because we want your money.
We received some intelligence from Daring Space Adventure Army of Earth spies.
Intelligence?
What's that got to do with me, Stupid Larry?
Sources say that the evil frog folk of the scuba diving planet Nosebleed 7 have developed a special super ray that changes ordinary rocks and clay into chia pets.
Ooh, where can I get one, Stupid Larry? Those chia pets are really neato.
But Space Commander Wack, they're going to blast the Earth and turn the whole planet into a giant vine-encrusted hunk of space slime.
You know, I think I've noticed a few twigs. Here, check this out. Is that a twig? It's starting to sprout there on Glorf's underside?
This is serious, Space Commander Wack. We've got to stop them.
Glorf, the dead Martian chia pet. $14. There's a market there, Stupid Larry.
Only you, my hero, Space Commander Wack, can stop these nefarious evildoers and save the Earth.
Save the Earth. Refresh my memory, Stupid Larry. Why would I want to,
Because you fight for justice. Because you deplore random acts of intergalactic gardening.
I put this clay and this grass seed
you
on your head.
You want a date with Vanna? Okay, where else are you going to sell your stupid chia glorf?
Okay. Well, just so there's a legitimate reason to help Earth. A higher truth to fight for, all that. Okay, Stupid Larry. Fire two. Fire three.
We did it! We destroyed the evil chia ray. Earth is saved!
Destroyed? Well, Stupid Larry, how are we going to change Glorf into a chia dog now?
What's this thing we were destroying?
Oh, Menudo. Or Miley Vanilli.
Let me see. Blackjack. Beeman. Bazooka.
Hey, Joe, where are you going with that gum in your hand?
I'm going to give a piece to my old lady, Bill.
Well, aren't you going to answer the phone?
Well, you answer the phone, Bill.
Okay. Hey, where is it?
Well, where do you think?
Well, the ring sounds like it's underwater. Hey, is it in this fish tank somewhere?
Well, what do you think?
Wait a minute. This tank is full of piranha.
Right. And one of the piranha
is a phone. Oh, boy, what a great idea. A piranha phone. Where'd you get it?
Well, I got it just for subscribing to Tamerlane Pet Product Catalogs.
Oh, that Tamerlane catalog. Aren't they the ones who,
make the Pet Terrorizer robot, the electric cat repeller socks.
And the Miracle Fish Reanimator Aquarium? And the Wonder Pet Sealant?
Yeah, Bill. Plus butterfly gas, Denver pet boots, and tombs for the late furry fender feathered friend.
So if I subscribe to the Tamerlane Pet Catalog...
By dialing 1-800-111-1111...
I'll get a piranha phone, too.
Right.
Now, which one's the phone?
Well, that's the fun part. You never know.
Oh, okay. Here goes. This one. Ow! Ow! This one. Ow! Ow! This one. Oh, got it. Hello? Ow, no!
Well, keep trying, Bill.
Ow,
that's the fun of the Tamerlane Piranha Phone.
Hi, this is a Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, career advice for Michael Jordan. Basketball superstar, one-man endorsement in souvenir industry. Air Jordan hangs up his shorts. Yeah, I got one word for you, Michael. Now, I know you're listening. He's a big, mean farmer fan, folks. You know who he is. Oh, you know. You remember during the championships, he slammed one right off Charlie Barkley's bald head, stopped, looked down at him, and went. So, anyway, Michael, I got one word for you. Listen up. Farming. Oh, I know. Some people says you're going to turn golf pro. Don't do it. That cup's at ground level. Even those fat guys like John Daly can slam dunk. Don't do it, Michael. They don't sell a lot of T-shirts with pro golfers on them. Now, some say you're quitting just to bug sports writers. I like that part. Big city sports writers are a lot like manure spreaders in the spring. They stink. So, Michael, consider farming. We need a farm superstar. I can't carry the whole load by myself anymore. Yeah, imagine. A whole new line of Michael Jordan products. Michael Jordan Nike work boots. Michael Jordan L.A. Gear Oshkosh. You could call them air bibs. Yeah, you know, you just leave them side buttons open. You get lots of air. I like that part. How about Michael Jordan Day's Work plug tobacco? Oh, three-pointer, Mike. How about Michael Jordan Massey Ferguson tractors with big sneakers for tires or the Michael Jordan signature pitchforks, grain scoops, and feed buckets? You know, I'd give anything to see Michael Jordan do a Treflane commercial. Yeah, Michael, try farming. We'll invite strangers to town for pickup basketball games.
Welcome to town. Yeah, okay, I guess we'd be willing to bet 20.
$10,000. Yeah, Michael, try farming. You'll be a great farmer. And you know you have the one qualification that makes it possible in today's agri-environment. $100 million in the bank. Why, you could farm for 50 years till you'd be broke. Woo! Come on down to the farm, Michael. Next week on the Mean Farmer Show, ostrich farming. It's the new thing. Yeah, now, watch what happens when he puts his head in that hole. Woo!
These are the adventures of Lance Stallion, radio detective. The Case of the Barking Dogs, Chapter 10. The hunter gets captured by the game. Or the dogs shut up. Or day of infancy. Or, oh, that's all.
Come on, Dingo. Let's go, Doc. I figured out who kidnapped the Emperor of Japan.
Well, okay, I guess I'll come out of the water then. You coming, Doc? Hey, Lance, look, your neighbor's dog and your neighbor. Howdy, neighbor, how you doing? Hey, Lance, he's not such a nice guy after all. I said hi to him, and look, he just lays there in a pool of blood.
Never mind him, Dingo. I know who kidnapped the Emperor.
Well, who was it, for Pete's sake?
And where is he?
Well, think. What would someone need if they were going to kidnap a Japanese emperor?
Let me see.
Chopsticks, kimono.
A Suzuki, computer chips.
Right, and who had all that stuff?
You, your neighbor did.
But where did he get it?
Hey, Bart. Borrowed it from you.
You?
Oh, Lance.
You mean you did it, Lance?
Yeah, Dingo, I did it. I didn't believe I was the world's greatest detective, so I pulled the world's greatest crime, kidnapping the leader of the free world, the Emperor of Japan, off a bus.
Oh, Lance.
I never figured I'd figure it out.
Oh, but you did, Lance, and now you'll have the satisfaction of seeing yourself sent to prison for a long, long time.
Right, but first, we gotta find the Emperor.
Yeah.
Well, don't you know where he is, Lance?
Yeah, sure I do, but I'll never tell. We'll have to figure it out. Grab Poochie and follow me.
Who's Poochie?
The dog, Dingo, the dog.
Oh, okay.
The
dog. Lance, this is the bus the Emperor was on when you kidnapped him, huh?
Right. Sniff it out, Poochie. Get his scent. Okay, got it?
Sniff
Lead us
bus.
To the Emperor.
Look, he's leading us to your houseboat, the Scotch and Cola, Lance.
So he is, Dingo.
He's leading us under your houseboat, Lance.
That's right.
Yeah, sure. First I'm on the bus, and then I'm under the houseboat, and then just when I start to like it, they're yumping him, and this crazy dog pulls me on the beach.
You're the Emperor of Japan?
You betcha. Also, Tsar of Russia, Governor of Nebraska, and Military Junta of Pesquenavela.
Now, wait just a minute.
Lance,
here.
This ain't the Emperor of Japan. This is a lunatic.
You're innocent, Lance. All right.
No, I am, Doc.
Anybody got
no,
a
I am.
So, Lance is innocent, and the case of the barking dogs is closed. But what new danger awaits? What new criminal waits in the shadows to challenge Lance Stallion, radio detective?
Oh, Your Highness, can I offer you a drink?
Oh, look, see, I'm also a policeman. I have a badge. Look, see,
how about
I
a bourbon and lemonade?
Want to see my X-rays,
Some
badge?
Purple beer.
I got a meatball on you.
It's a tough shitty, Dingo. Oh, hi, this is Lester Priggy with this real old house.
And I'm Lem Ziplock, and this is Lee and Lem's home repair for the totally inept.
First thing you need, of course, is a real old house, and
yeah.
If you look, we got one right
That's
here.
A very old house
right
there, Lance. And it needs some repair, I guess. Look, door's a little loose.
Yeah. You know, but if you're real gentle with it, it won't come off, so I wouldn't bother with it. Let's go on inside.
All right, let's... Oh, well, see, there's a big crack in the wall.
Cow, look at
but,
that.
Folks, don't bother with cracks in the wall. You spend all your time on every crack you see, you'll never get anything
true,
done.
That's true.
Just cover it up with a picture, and we got a picture here of Ronald Reagan. I'll just put this...
Maybe you want to build a beer can pyramid right in front of it there. Add beer, too. Just
look.
Something. You just need to cover it up so no one sees it.
Yeah, Ronnie and Nancy look real good up there, don't they, Les?
Cracks don't hurt the home at all.
No.
Hey.
Huh?
Right here we got something that's going to need some work.
Yeah, we do. Look, there's a big hole right in the middle of the living room floor.
It's so unsightly, Les, isn't it? Don't you think it's unsightly, Les? It
takes up a good quarter of the room there.
Yeah.
Ugly to look at.
But I know what'll fix that.
What?
And you got it around your house there at home, I'm sure.
So you
got
to think.
Rocks.
Well, yeah, rocks will work.
Uh-huh.
Rocks in a carpet. No, rocks in a blanket. You need
good
a blanket.
Idea.
Use
a blanket. You can just wear a coat to bed, folks, if it gets cold. Because your blanket's going to be here over this hole. There.
Okay, here,
let's stretch it out.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go, Les.
You get your rocks.
Yeah.
And you put them in the corner there.
There you go.
That'll hold it. Yeah. See, the rocks will hold the blanket down.
And you still got a good chunk of the room to use, and rocks in the blanket will remind folks not to tread on the hole.
That's a real good job there. So join us next time when we fix an oven with twigs and ladder fluid.
And read her book, The Myth of Roof Importance.
Yeah, don't get caught up in that stuff there. I'm Les.
He's Les.
And that's Lem.
Oh, I'm Lem. That's right. Goodbye, everybody.
There's the house.
Oh, look out for the hole there. Oh, hey! Hi, this is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, howdy, it's the PETA people. People for the ethical treatment of animals. Morose, unhappy, guilt-ridden people for the ethical treatment of animals. Radical, activist vegetarians. Eat your veggies, not your friends, they say. Don't they know I have no friends? Don't they know Hitler was a vegetarian? Don't they know they're on the wrong farm? Yeah, listen, I treat my animals ethically. I never lie to them, I never embezzle their money, and I never reveal anything they tell me in confidence. The farmer livestock bond is a sacred one. Yeah, I make sure they wear their seat belts in the truck on the way to market. Are you comfy there? So, Bossy, you want to listen to rock and roll or country music today? NPR? Figure. Yeah, I opened the door one day, and there he is, dressed like a granola bar, handing out little pamphlets. Don't chow on the cow, it says. Stop making bacon, etc., etc. Well, I made him welcome. You know I did, oh. You know I did. I offered him some goat jerky. Here. Well, he turned kind of green under the granola suit. He refused, said we should be one with our animal brothers. Now, I offered him a chicken pop. Yeah, I freeze him like that. Oh, look at that look on their face. There's a prize inside, I explained. At that point, he ran outside. I asked him if he'd ever gone to a zoo and explained all this hoo-ha to a panther. Well, he said he wanted to liberate my oppressed livestock. I said, fine. I put him in the pen with Ferdinand the Angus Bull. The innocent, oppressed, 3,000-pound, frustrated bull. Well, you know. Well, gotta go. Gonna read the pigs their rights. You got the right to fresh mud. You got the right to try to take my foot off if you can reach it through the fence. You have the right to finish off this leftover granola. Yeah, next week on the Mean Farmer Show, Pete, people for the ethical treatment of elements. Oh, look out. Don't step on the argon there.
Two cheeseburgers, please, and I'm in kind of a hurry.
There you go, two cheeseburgers.
Wow, that was quick. Are they done?
I don't know, but they're quick, aren't they? Here at Almost Cooked, we know you're in a hurry, so we just give you whatever you ask for when you ask for it.
What's the name of this place?
Almost Cooked. At Almost Cooked, our motto is, if you're in a hurry and you feel lucky, you'll take it. Almost Cooked.
Hey, you know, that's right. I don't care if it tastes good or if it's good for me. I just want it fast.
That's what the 90s are all about. Hey, how about a complimentary chicken sandwich?
Sure, great. Hey, this chicken's still got feathers in it.
I see. Oh, well.
Oh, right. As long as it's quick, who cares?
If you're in a hurry.
And you feel lucky.
You'll take it. Almost Cooked. Now, step aside.
Hey, Joe, where's your dog?
Well, he's washed up, Bill.
Washed up, Joe?
Washed up, Bill, with Tamerlane's new Super Pet Wash.
Tamerlane's new Super Pet Wash?
Right. Fill up the tub, add a cup of Tamerlane's Super Pet Wash, toss in your dirty pet, and voila! No more dirt, grime, fleas, stains. All your problems dissolve away. Pull the plug and drain away your dirty pet.
No more pet?
Nope. They're all washed up with Tamerlane's Super Pet Wash.
Gee, does it work on kids?
Well, sure, Bill. But I should point out, it's illegal in most states.
Is it environmentally safe?
No way, Bill. Tamerlane Super Pet Wash is very dangerous. But it's not biodegradable, so you can use it over and over again. Has a half-life of 14,000 years.
Why, that's 98,000 dog years, Joe.
And that's economical. Caution, Tamerlane Super Pet Wash should not be used on human hair, Eva Gabor stretch wigs, or carpets. Do not use in a nitrogen-rich atmosphere. Avoid even the slightest contact with clothing, skin, or underwear. Do not drain Super Pet Wash on ground near natural gas pipelines. Keep away from open flames, pilot lights, or sunshine. Shake well before using, then place on a flat surface and run away. Tamerlane Super Pet Wash. Hey, where's your dog, Bill?
Well,
he's all washed up.
Hi, this is Keith Richards, not the famous Keith Richards, but my name is Keith Richards. I could show you my driver's license. They found me in the phone book. They told me to say this and gave me $25, so I did, and now the tape's over. Can we all go home?